Nearly half of the Democratic delegations pouring into Philadelphia this weekend will not actually be staying in the city. Representatives of 25 states and territories from Alabama to Guam will crash in hotels across suburban Pennsylvania. WHYY's Laura Benchoff reports the event is an especially big boon for Montgomery County.
Late last year, the Democratic National Convention Committee awarded contracts to 26 hotels around the region, including 10 in Montgomery County. To preempt any fear of missing out among the delegates staying outside the city, the county's tourism board put together a highlight reel of area attractions, set to a little John Mellencamp.
Come to the park to enjoy a tour by trolley, by car, hiking, or biking.
Valley Forge National Park Superintendent Pat Madden, dressed in his park ranger duds, shows off the area's revolutionary history. Meanwhile, Tourism Board CEO Mike Bowman, in a black suit, has one message for delegates. Hit them all.
Did I mention all the amazing shopping here in Montgomery County?
Dave Miranda, who works for the North Carolina delegation, is staying with that state's 141 delegates in Lansdale. He says he won't have much time to kill sightseeing, although the delegates might.
So you know, I imagine my day will start at about 7:30. I mean, start working at about 7:30 each day. And, yeah, probably run through Gabel at 10 or 11 o'clock at night.
To reduce delegates' headaches on the Schuylkill Expressway, the convention's transportation committee arranged shuttle buses from hotels to the Wells Fargo Center, as well as to suburban transit stops. Bowman says the sheer number of people staying in the region will be record-breaking.
We're going to have a record July revenue month for Montgomery County.
As a result of their partnership with the DNC, hotels across Montgomery County are booked at 83% of their capacity for the coming week. Measured by hotel rooms, the convention is an even bigger draw for Montgomery County than Pope Francis. Laura Benchoff, WHYY News.